So we will review the financial report ending January 31, 2025. And here is a snapshot of our revenues broken out. We did have a discussion in our finance committee meeting about a slight decrease in our revenues, and Tom advised that was due to some construction wrapping up. So our hooding program didn't see as much revenue as it did last year at the same time. But now that the construction is over, the meters are up and running, and we will see the meter revenue pick up shortly. So overall, we're down about 5% in revenues from compared to last year at this same time. And then moving down to our expenditures, we are also down in expenditures by a little bit. So looks like it's balancing out for us. And overall, we are currently running in the black by $217,000. And there's a quick pie chart of what brings in the most revenue compared to everything else. Do we have any questions on the financial plan?
I do not see any hands up.
All right. Tom, did you want me to share the 5-year plan?
Please.
All right. This shows our 24 actuals, our 25 budget, where our actuals were at on January 31st of this year, and how we expect the year to end. So we expect our revenues to come in at $5,515,000. That is a little bit short of what we had originally budgeted. But as we move down, looking at our expenditures, we are going to end in the black. So we'll be able to eat up some of that deficit that's carried over for a couple of years. We will end the year, we are expecting to end the year with a much smaller deficit of 216,000 that we should be able to clear out by FY26. So with the items that Tom was going over in his report, rate increases and the other things, we do see our revenues start to grow pretty nicely over the next few years. And therefore, we have put into place some much needed repairs in our facilities and taking care of getting some equipment for our facilities as well as vehicles for our Tucson team. And like Tom said, calling out the Neighborhood Reinvestment Program, making sure that money is set aside each year for the neighborhoods that are going to have work done. And so still you see that we start to end in the black and finally recovering from COVID-19. Any questions on the 5-year plan?
If I can just,
I'm sorry.
no, thank you, Jill, and thank you, Trudy, so much. If I can just add, as you see the operating surplus grow, there are some items that have not been programmed in yet that I have not provided to finance. Future technology, future meter replacements. Although we do have some money put in there, we do see that surplus going, and we have to reinvest that back into the operation. Security hours will be added back to the budget. We have some of that planned in here now, but we have to get back to our pre COVID levels for that. We also are looking at replacing gate equipment at our parking structures. We possibly need a new server coming up, and then of course parking meters, potential parking kiosks, and LPR systems for our vehicles. So although some of that's planned in there, we see the need for additional technology, and we want to make sure that we're using the latest and greatest technology to make the customer experience as best possible. So we're going to be on the lookout for things that will add to that. So it's all about safety first and then convenience for the customer. So with the surplus, we definitely have an opportunity to reinvest back and bring our systems up to the current technology. So
Okay, I'm ready
just
for
want to add
the
that in. This is a
you
work
did
in
it.
progress, So the surplus levels should go down a little bit once we plug some more things into the five-year plan.
Thanks, Tom.
Expiration month and youth.
Thank you, Trudy, and thank you, Tom. Any questions, anybody?
And the three-digit code on the back.
We are speeding along. We can move on. What's next? The subcommittee reports?
Yes. Do you have an email address you would like a receipt sent to?
Yeah. Okay. Shall I report for the Finance and Capital Needs Committee?
Please, Dale.
Okay. I'm going to go run this
okay.
pretty quick.
And we went over the financial statements and the five-year plan. Probably a little more detail than we just did, but and nothing contrary to what we found. Unless Jean Ann and can think of something additional, basically we went over those in detail, discussed the hiring plans and many of the things that were already in the administrator's report, and we appreciate the advice. And you know, the 5-year plan is looking better. I will feel a lot better when we can actually say we have a surplus, but that's a ways away. We're getting there. So with that, I don't have anything else to add. Do either of you have anything to add to my report? I'm talking about the committee members.
Good summary. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Business District. Subcommittee report.
Yeah, the Business District Parking Subcommittee met on February 14th, and Tom gave an update on on-street meters, kind of like he did today. So a lot of what we review at the meeting is what we review here. We did go over a parking violation citation trends report, which was pretty interesting. Citation numbers by area and neighborhood. Most citations occur in areas with meters. We went over Park Tucson staffing levels. And then we also got an update on food trucks and peddlers. That's my report.
Thank you very much, Zach. And again, I'm sorry I missed that one. And the neighborhood subcommittee report?
Well, we got our big issue is the Tucson High Rostridge pickup drop off traffic. And we have something in the works, but I don't think it's quite ready for prime time. So I don't really want to report on it. Tom, is there anything you would like to add to that or anybody from the committee?
No, thank you, Richard. I'm still in contact with Tucson High and their the Tucson Unified School District about this topic. And actually later today, we're going to be talking about Rincon High School with that team. But I will also hold them over after the meeting and talk about Tucson High and make sure we don't leave Tucson High undiscussed. So continuing the relationship building and looking for any solutions that we can provide and help with for the high schools. Every high school is kind of on and middle school is on a case by case basis. There's different constraints and issues, but we are addressing those as they come up. So still continuing that dialogue.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard. And then marketing, is there anything else for neighborhood? Does anybody have any questions? Okay, nope, we can move on to marketing subcommittee report.
And that subcommittee did not meet in February. That committee meets every other month. So I should have taken that off the agenda. I apologize.
Oh, gosh, no worries. Thank you very much. Wow, okie doke. Are we down to, where are we? Is it future agenda item?
Yes.
Yeah, does so anybody
before we do that, I have...
Jeffrey, yes.
Hey, I'm Jeffrey. I am the clerk. There are three unknown users. Are they bots, or would you like to identify yourselves so I can put you into the audience? Okay, I tried. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't see any unverifieds, but who knows? Okay, any future agenda items?
I just have the subcommittee chairs.
And the other one, Jill, if you don't mind, I'm going to reach out to FAMA to see if they can present an update on the bid process for 4th Avenue at the next commission meeting, if that's okay.
Sure. Laureen's here. And with her permission, the city has kind of stepped in and is trying to kind of give us a blueprint. So it's a little bit on hold. Would we say, Laureen? Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. And my apologies for being late. I went to the office for the meeting. Currently, Ward 6 and the city are looking into hiring a mediator to kind of build that steering committee back up and work on the different issues. So right now, everything is on hold.
Okay, so I'll take that as we will not schedule that as an agenda item for next month.
Yeah, maybe a couple months down the road.
Okay.
Thank you, Laureen.
Ma'am?
Does anybody else have any agenda items they'd like to address next month? Okay. Oh my gosh, all right. If that's it, it's 8:33. Oh my word. Well, we can adjourn then, and I'll see some of you at
subcommittee. 8:33.
I know. Okay. Well, look at us ready? Go. I hope everyone's
okay, it's 2025. Of a day.
Could be a record.
056.
Thank you, everybody, for sharing and participating. And we'll see you next month, if not before.
Have a good day.
Thank you all. Thank you for your support.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Tom. Thank you. Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Correct.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I sent the email receipt to you already. Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.